Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is God's grace. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A reminder that God's grace is sufficient. Written by Aaron Brown, read by Kelly Jane McLean. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it would leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness." Therefore, I will most gladly boast all the more about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may reside in me. So I take pleasure in weakness, insults, hardship, persecutions, and in difficulties for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12, 8-10. There's a lot of things we readily bring to conversation. We talk about our career, family life, pets, impending vacation, even what we had for breakfast that morning. What we're far less likely to bring to the table is our suffering. These days, in our constant flow of information, the most bad news we hear or share is about other people, not ourselves. We tuck away our struggles and imperfections behind smiling faces and picture-perfect posts when in reality, we're in a battle for our minds. Why are we so hesitant to share our suffering with others? Are we afraid of condemnation or afraid of what we'll find inside ourselves? The latter is much more common than we believe. And one of the truths we discover is just how powerless we are sometimes in life. Paul provides us with the perfect example. He looked within himself and desired change. As any Christian would, he prayed to God. However, Paul didn't get what he asked. God didn't change the circumstance, and Paul's suffering continued. Paul was powerless. Sometimes, when we share our suffering, we want to do something about our situation. And if we can't, why talk about it? Sometimes we want God to change things, and if he won't, then why talk about it? A lack of control shouldn't mean we ignore a situation. Paul didn't. That's why we can read his words today. Moreover, Paul's unfulfilled prayer didn't mean God looked at him unfavorably. Paul didn't need to be a perfect person living a perfect life to be loved by God. That's the truth we need to remember ourselves. God's grace is sufficient. Paul reveals that God taught him a valuable lesson. His power is perfected in our weakness. This is affirmation that we don't need to be picture-perfect people at all times of the day. We will face suffering, and that suffering is real. John 16:33. Acknowledge that for God, for others, and for ourselves. Ignoring our struggles not only prevents us from moving closer to a solution, but also prevents us from remembering God's grace. If life's perfect, we don't need his grace. Yet, when life's a mess, we can't live without him. With a bit more introspection and honesty, we can be more like Paul writing to the Church of Corinth. The shift in perspective requires us to think less about how or why we're suffering, and focus more on why God's grace is enough for any ordeal. Intersecting faith and life. Pretending life is bliss doesn't erase our suffering. In fact, ignoring our circumstances could make things worse. With loneliness, depression, and other issues on the rise in society, we need to talk about issues in order to address them. Paul was willing to bring his situation to God and to share with others. Who are you willing to share with today? When was the last time you got honest about your own suffering? Learning to communicate can help us find solutions for school, marriage, work, addiction, and more. God created us to be in community with one another. Moreover, He created us to be in fellowship with Him. We don't always know when or if the suffering will end. Instead of dwelling on the negative, we can focus on that one great truth: God's grace is sufficient every day and in every season, especially the seasons of suffering. If God's power is perfected in weakness, this means you don't have to rely on yourself. You don't have to rely on people or situations. Turn to Him every day, without the smiles, without the pretending, for when we are weak, then we are strong. Further reading: John 16:33, Romans 8:26, Proverbs 27:17, Philippians 4:13.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.